Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Generalized Anxiety Treatment from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to drift into a nice deep state of relaxation and inner focus, I'm just going to say a few words about how you can learn to free yourself from unhelpful anxieties and feel so much calmer in your day-to-day life. Generalized anxiety disorder can make day-to-day life a real struggle. If you're constantly worrying about past or present difficulties, or about things that might go wrong in the future, it becomes hard to think straight or to keep things in perspective. Some people with generalized anxiety say it feels like their mind is constantly whirring, and the tiniest mishap can set them off worrying. Sometimes the anxiety can seem to come out of nowhere. I've worked with some clients who had disrupted sleep, where they would wake up in the middle of the night feeling anxious, and they weren't even sure what they were anxious about. And then there are physical symptoms, such as headaches, breathing difficulties, sweating, or nausea. In evolutionary terms, any anxiety that a person experiences is a straightforward physical process. The body is simply getting ready to either fight a predator or to run away. A nervous system evolved over millions of years to respond to potential threats like an encounter with a lion by speeding up our breathing and heart rate, releasing adrenaline, and then cortisol into our bloodstream and diverting resources towards the muscles to prepare us for an immediate fight or rapid escape. In fact, it's probably more appropriate to call this process the muscle priming response than anxiety. But while this muscle priming is very useful for escaping a hungry lion, it's less than helpful for dealing with many of the challenges of modern life, such as managing your money, dealing with conflict at work or at home, or sitting in endless traffic jams. And it has a number of negative side effects if it goes on too long. One consequence of long-term anxiety is that it can suppress a person's immune system, so they catch more colds and they may have digestive problems. This is because, as far as their body is concerned, there's a lion about to attack, so fighting off a cold or digesting lunch can wait till later. Another consequence is that it's difficult to think clearly and rationally when you're anxious, because the muscle priming response is all about making very quick life or death decisions to escape from physical danger, not about carefully analysing a situation in depth and planning for the long term. Hypnosis is an excellent method for calming down inappropriate anxiety, because in hypnosis, it's easy to relax very deeply. And from that state of deep relaxation, you can retrain your mind and body to feel calmer in the situations that would once have caused you to worry. This session will hypnotically embed in your unconscious mind a number of tried and tested principles for dealing with anxiety that have helped many people feel so much calmer and more confident in their day-to-day life and get over their anxiety for good. So, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that now, as you take a slow, deep breath and prepare to relax into a wonderfully comfortable state of inner focus and absorption. And I once had a client who had experienced anxiety for many years, worrying about so many things, like whether she'd made a mistake or offended someone, worried about whether something bad had happened, if a friend or relative was the tiniest bit late, and she tossed and turned at night, her mind constantly whirring and finding new things to worry about. And as I began to guide her into a state of deep hypnosis, I said to her, if the worrying part of your brain continues to churn away for a while, as you're beginning to relax here and now, that's fine. And there's no need to try to control those thoughts. All I'd like you to do is to listen for any internal words you might be saying to yourself. To listen to the tone of voice that you use inside your mind when that worry part of your brain gets going. And perhaps it's a bit fast, and it might sound a bit uncomfortable. And she nodded her head to show she understood just what I meant. And so I asked her to simply slow it down a bit and literally listen to the kinds of worries she said to herself. What if this happens, or what if that happens? And then to say the same kinds of things to herself in a softer, slower voice, or like a character from a children's storybook or cartoon, so that you imagine what it would sound like if you were worrying in a voice that sounded like Baloo from the Jungle Book, or the comically slow voice of Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. And of course, that might feel a bit silly, but that silliness opens the door to seeing those old worries in a new light as you relax in comfort and hear a softer, slower internal voice calming down those thoughts as they slowly drift further away in a very curious kind of way. To let go deeper into comfort and rest. And as you take another slow, deep breath, I'd like you to hear the sound of a sigh in your mind. The kind of sigh you might give after a long, long day. And as that woman sat in my office, breathing comfortably, I began to talk to her about how we all know how to relax naturally and easily. Because at night, those muscles know how to smooth out and soften the muscles of the face, the jaw, loosening, the forehead smoothing out, the shoulders loosening. A comfortable heaviness that lets that body become comfortably still so that you can become even more able to float deeper and deeper into the dreams to come. And I began to tell that woman a story I had heard about a young man in a far-off land who had begun to worry day and night, and night and day, for reasons that he didn't even know. It just seemed that life had got too much for him, and he wasn't sleeping properly. He wasn't eating properly, and he was starting to make mistakes in his work as a tailor. And his customers were complaining about the drop in his standards, and his boss was threatening to fire him, which only made him worry more. And in desperation, his friends and family, who had tried over and over to reassure him, to calm him down, sought help for him from a wise old man in the forest, a man whom many people had turned to for counsel and insights when they became lost in life. And the young man agreed to visit the wise man's house. And the old sage agreed to counsel him. And as he walked along the forest path, the sunlight filtering through the leaves, the bluebells forming a magical sea of colour on the forest floor, as he walked deeper and deeper into the woods, the young man completely failed to see all that beauty, because he was still lost in thoughts about what could go wrong, worrying what would happen if the wise man couldn't help him. And all the while that the young man walked and worried, the forest peacefully continued being a forest. The woodland creatures ambled along. The birds sang. The trees stood majestically, stretching their branches and leaves out to the sky, until he arrived at the wise man's cottage and was greeted by a wizened figure dressed in an old brown cloak, who had curiously childlike twinkling eyes. And the old man greeted him most strangely, saying, "I know why you're here, and you know why you're here, but what you don't know is that you have been carrying 3 heavy rocks for many months. So put this backpack here on your back and carry these 3 solid rocks until you can feel the rocks in your mind." And the old man gestured to a heavy-looking backpack lying on the ground. And the young man peeked inside And sure enough, there were three large rocks in it. And puzzled, but obedient, the young man lifted the backpack onto his shoulders. "Now we walk," said the wise old man, and walk they did. Through the forest and beyond, up hills, over fields, down valleys. And the old man was surprisingly sprightly. But the young man felt the weight of the backpack get heavier and heavier until every step was a struggle, and he could barely go on. "Now, stop and sit," said the old man. And he offered the young man some nuts and fresh berries from the forest. "The first rock you've been carrying is the rock of the body. Too much low-quality food. Maybe coffee. Sugar. Not eating properly. Skipping meals. And you need to learn to eat regularly. To keep your energy levels stable. With real food, like fruit, vegetables, meat, and fish. To exercise regularly, because the body is the foundation, like this." And the wise man touched his finger to the young man's forehead, and instantly a vision came into the young man's mind of eating a balanced, healthy diet with fresh, nutritious foods, regular meals, exercising and stretching his body to give it the time and space to unwind and take care of that foundation of good mental health, the body. And when he opened his eyes, the old man was on his feet again, striding off. And the young man had to spring to his feet to catch up, feeling somehow lighter. And some time later, still feeling a little weary from the weight of the rocks, they stopped a second time by a babbling brook and refreshed themselves with the cool water, while the old man told the young man, "The second rock is the rock of emotions. Now, to calm yourself, breathe like this. Breathe in for the count of three, and out for the count of five, like a deep sigh. In, two, three. Out, two, three, four, five. In, two, three. Out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Find your rhythm and breathe like this for several minutes whenever you want to feel calmer. And the young man gazed at the brook and listened to the sounds of the water and watched the sunlight glitter in the currents flowing before him as he breathed slowly in for the count of 3 and out for the count of 5. Over and over, and felt his body respond by calming right down. And feeling lighter still, he straightened up and looked around and saw the wise man approaching with several small sticks. Final rock. Rock of the mind, said the wise man, holding up a stick and pointing to it. A worry is out here, not part of you. And sometimes worries will flow down the stream of consciousness. And he dropped the stick into the brook, and they both watched as it floated past them, and then off downstream and away out of sight. And you cannot stop worries flowing downstream, said the old man. But you don't need to jump in after them. Now, you try. And the young man took a stick from the old man's hand and dropped it into the brook and watched it float off some distance away from him, and he began to get a real sense of how an old worry really can float way, way away, calmly meandering, as he suddenly noticed how beautiful the forest looked and saw the bluebells swaying in the breeze. The life all around him. And he breathed a deep sigh as he realized his backpack was empty, and he felt physically free, unburdened, and mentally free to really be present with the experience of being in the forest with this wise old man. And some weeks later, that young man thanked the wise man by sending him a finely tailored cloak that he made lovingly and attentively. now that he was free to live his life. As he ate and rested properly, remembering to breathe in for the count of three, out for the count of five, and kept that lesson in mind of watching thoughts from a distance as part of the stream of consciousness. No need to jump into the stream. You can just peacefully watch thoughts go by and get on with your day. That's right. And you can listen to this session often and relax more and more deeply each time you listen. And you might wonder what it's going to be like to feel generally calmer in situations where you would have once worried, to take things in your stride so much more as you reclaim your ability to focus, to feel energetic, and to enjoy life, and put that old worry pattern behind you. And I told that woman I was working with that she could prepare to return feeling refreshed and alert, with a real sense of good feeling as she integrated the principles of the story and instinctively applied them in her life in a way that worked for her. That's it. And then, in your own time, you can begin to return to the room, becoming more and more awake, becoming more aware of whatever's supporting you there, more aware of any sounds around, feeling more refreshed and alert. And then whenever you're ready, you can just come fully back to the room, have a nice stretch, and open your eyes. Good. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download every day for the first week at least, and then just as often as you like, until you instinctively begin to relax more in your daily life and notice that you're just more detached from that old anxiety pattern. You may also notice that you're just noticing more things around you or being more interested in other people. And we'd love to hear from you when you notice that, either on the Uncommon Knowledge Facebook page or through the contact form on our site. There are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Stop Worrying and Quiet Mind. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.